And now have you decided what you would like to have for dinner? Please be expensive, he added, as he sensed her hesitation, or you'll let down that beautiful frock.
I'd made two choices, she laughed, and either would have been delicious. But behaving like a millionaire occasionally is a wonderful treat, and if you're sure, well, I'd like to start with caviar, and then have a plain grilled rognon de veau, with pomme soufflé, and then I'd like to have fraise de bois with a lot of cream. Is it very shameless to be so certain and so expensive?
She smiled at him inquiringly. It's a virtue, and anyway it's only a good, plain, wholesome meal. He turned to the maitre d'hôtel. And bring plenty of toast. The trouble always is, he explained to Vespa, not how to get enough caviar, but how to get enough toast with it. Now, he turned back to the menu, I myself will accompany Mademoiselle with the caviar, but then I would like a very small tourne d'ose, underdone, with sauce bernaise and a cœur d'artichaut. While Mademoiselle is enjoying the strawberries, I will have half an avocado pear with a little French dressing. Do you approve? The maître d'hôtel bowed.
My compliments, Mademoiselle and Monsieur. Monsieur Georges, he turned to the sommelier and repeated the two dinners for his benefit.
Parfait,
said the sommelier, proffering the leather-bound wine list. If you agree, said Bond, I would prefer to drink champagne with you tonight. It is a cheerful wine, and it suits the occasion, I hope, he added.
Yes, I would like champagne, she said.
With his finger on the page, Bond turned to the sommelier. The Tattinger 45?
A fine wine, monsieur, said the sommelier, but if monsieur will permit, he pointed with his pencil, the Blanc de Blanc Brut, 1943, of the same mark, is without equal.
Bond smiled. So be it, he said. That is not a well-known brand, Bond explained to his companion, but it is probably the finest champagne in the world. He grinned suddenly at the touch of pretension in his remark. You must forgive me, he said. I take a ridiculous pleasure in what I eat and drink. It comes partly from being a bachelor, but mostly from a habit of taking a lot of trouble over details. It's very pernickety and old maidish, really, but then when I'm working, I generally have to eat my meals alone, and it makes them more interesting when one takes trouble. Vespa smiled at him.
I like it, she said. I like doing everything fully, getting the most out of everything one does. I think that's the way to live. But it sounds rather schoolgirlish when one says it, she added apologetically.
The little carafe of vodka had arrived in its bowl of crushed ice, and Bond filled their glasses. Well, I agree with you anyway, he said. And now, here's luck for tonight, Vespa.
Yes,
said the girl quietly, as she held up her small glass and looked at him with a curious directness straight in the eyes.
I hope all will go well tonight.
She seemed to Bond to give a quick, involuntary shrug of the shoulders as she spoke, but then she leant impulsively towards him.
I have some news for you from Mathis. He was longing to tell you himself. It's about the bomb. It's a fantastic story.